Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:37. Oh, my God. I'm really looking forward to 7 o'clock, Vinny. It's time to play a game. Very exciting.
For $1 million.
For $1 million, my friend.
You're going to give me $1 million if I can get this. So you're just basically going to ask me a question I couldn't possibly answer. Is that right?
You'll see. You have a chance. 100%.
I have a chance.
Absolutely. Not only that, people can help you. Like, you have a chance.
What does $1 million mean?
I didn't say how many
installments. What does all this mean? What is going on here?
I didn't say how many installments. But if you win $1 million, I owe you $1 million. That's that.
Installments.
In a million installments. Yeah, it's going to take 1 million years for me to pay you this money.
Oh, great.
No, listen, I mean, I will be so impressed that I will immediately write you the first installment check.
Have a dollar.
Do you take Apple Pay? I'm not kidding. I would be blown away. And frankly, I don't know the answer to this. So
wait, so you're saying that
it won't be revealed until you have made your guess. So
look,
but hold 7 o'clock.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Could you get it right?
I don't even know the question.
What do you mean? What?
You'll see. I can't tell you any more than that.
Well, this is very confusing.
Yeah. It's very confusing and super weird, but
chance
okay.
At $1 million coming up at 7 o'clock for Vinny. Only for Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
I don't like the giggling.
You can do it.
I don't like your
tone. We're all just as confused as you are.
you are having too much fun. I don't like any of it.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun. We planned it all out. It's going to be great. Seven-ish.
All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank, everyone. That's right. So today's weather should be nice enough. I think we're looking at mostly clear skies. It's clear here now, but there's a chance for some, you know, partly cloudy conditions as the day wears on. But I've got high in the 60s here where I live. And let's see. Oh, Tahoe, 43. Oakland, 57 is the high. San Jose, 60s. San Francisco, 57. So there you go.
Not bad.
Decent day.
No. Not bad for early January.
Yeah, pretty good day. All right. So we'll begin real quick with COVID, which is the big thing we've been dealing with all along. One of the first things I saw this morning was California is going to prioritize those over the age of
50.
50.
And oh my God, we're in 50.
Oh, my God.
It's the first time I've ever been happy to be over 50.
I'm suddenly in a target group. What?
This is amazing.
I don't. So the move reflects growing recognition of elders' risk. Oh, super. Oh. So we're in that group, everybody.
Risky. You're pretty healthy, though. I don't know. You know, I guess they mean like more, you know, people who are more sedentary, like me.
Yeah, but you've been saying you feel as good as you've ever felt, right?
Well, that's because I don't do anything. Like, how would I know?
You do stuff. You work in your yard all the time. You wrestled with your pond just yesterday.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Don't remind me. It's past me. I have a whole week off from that now.
Wait, you do that weekly?
Once a week. Got to clean that filter.
Weekly?
Yeah. And it's disgusting. You can't believe what that thing collects in a week. It's disgusting.
Oh, I didn't know that happened that regularly. That's that's really...
You should... No, if I don't clean it every week, the actual thing, because it's the aerator. It actually oxygenates the pond, too, so it shoots water out. It's like a little fountain-y thing that kind of shoots the water out. And if I don't clean it, that thing gets gunked up and, like, algae hangs out of it, and it breaks the water up, and it's... Oh, God, it's just horrible. Oy.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
It is. What was I thinking?
Well, knowing that you have to do it weekly, I would be like, I am definitely planting a tree here.
Yeah,
well, I can't believe you continue to go.
That's someday. Someday I will. But right now, it is beautiful. You know.
All right.
Pain in the ass, but beautiful.
Well, the COVID cases right now, and I've avoided these numbers this whole time because I think we get lost in numbers that you're just reading numbers. It's
right.
But LA County is so bad by comparison to every other county in California. It just comes down to they're outpacing everyone by thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands. So just in cases, here's just an example. Los Angeles County has 872,000 cases of COVID, all right?
So that's total from the part
that's
start
total.
Of the pandemic? Okay.
And the deaths are at 11,545 deaths from COVID in Los Angeles County. The next highest is San Bernardino County at 216,000 cases.
Mm.
So it goes from 872 to 216. That's second place.
Right.
And death-wise, 11,545 for LA County, 1,454 for San Bernardino.
Oh, that's
now Riverside
a far
County has
percentage.
Yes, absolutely. Riverside has more deaths, but again, the number of cases it continues to drop. And when you look at what's been going on here in the Bay Area, and we all feel like these lockdowns have been either too strict or unnecessary, or in my case, I feel like they haven't been strict enough, but we're way down the list of cases. Let's see here. Santa Clara County is the highest, and the death rate is at 816 deaths.
Mm.
By comparison to 11,545 in LA. So I realize want out of this, and it's been a really hard time for everybody. But, man, we've done a good job, a really good job here.
Yes.
In the Bay Area. Specifically. All right. So it's just, there's that. And I just thought, wow, we've made the cut for the next group of vaccines, Sarah, you and me.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Okay,
oh, wait.
I'll
no, we
you.
Won't.
No.
We're not going to do
we can't
that.
See each
we
other.
See each other.
We've seen each other one time in 10 months.
Uh-huh. Well, other than this lovely camera.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, every day I get to stare at you. Fantastic.
Right.
When you're not upside down, you're frozen. It's perfect.
Or small. I don't know how to get myself to be bigger. I can't
move
closer.
Move the camera closer.
I can't.
It's the only way. I agree with you. Like Zoom. Listen, hey Zoom. I'm a part owner of you, Zoom.
Mm.
So I would like to suggest.
You bought Zoom?
Oh yeah, I bought Zoom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, not that long ago. But finally I convinced everyone to buy some Zoom. Yeah,
high.
I did buy it high, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. You know, look, this is the new way, so I bought some Zoom.
Right.
Zoom, you need a Zoom. You need it's in your it's in your goddamn name. Like let's get this going.
Well, you know what's funny is I hadn't heard of Zoom, and I think Zoom realized very quickly like we have to do stuff to keep up with the pace of people using us now.
Yep.
I'm sure they had to get money and get to work on capacity.
Yep.
Or however that works. Anyway, so there's your COVID numbers, everyone. I know it's enough already with
it.
But
Bryn is Zooming. How are you Zooming on Zoom?
I'm using a different program. That's why. That's how I get all the, you know, the visuals up for you guys.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're so clever.
Thanks.
Oh, you're so clever. Zoom.
And he looks good, too. Look at him. Well, with his glasses and his green lights in the background. By the way, just between you and me, last night as I was doing some laundry and getting ready for bed and sort of getting ready to sit down and watch my Apple TV, I put on Radio by LL Cool J so I could rid of that dumb love song you keep playing from him. He actually has a decent record. Oh, and that's the one you keep playing. It's so dumb.
I need love.
Yeah, that one. Yuck. All right, let's move on to other stuff that's more fun. I wanted to mention this because I've seen Teslas at stoplights next to me. I don't have a Tesla. Yeah. I don't know that I would buy a Tesla. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, you should get one.
But the big screen that they have that you can see from next to them.
Sure.
Like you look like over
it's
and
a TV turned sideways in that car.
Right. So Mercedes is announcing that they will have a screen that will stretch the full width of the dashboard.
You guys, we don't need more things to look at in the car.
No, this isn't just stuff to look at. This is all of it will be on the screen.
Oh,
so
you
will actually, your miles per hour will be on the screen. So that I guess your tachometer will be on this screen. It's the whole thing's a screen. And the thing that I thought was impressive is there will be some intelligence with this screen in that certain things you use most will stay lit, other things will fall back and darken.
Oh.
So you won't have to look through the whole, it's like sometimes if you just like your seat heater,
right,
and that's the thing you push, that'll be the thing that stays lit so you don't have to scan through your list of crap to get to it.
I have found that the radio has been harder and harder to access too. Like
they keep moving it away from you?
They just keep making it deeper into menus. Like in our BMW you've got to get to select media, then you gotta select radio.
No, it's not that hard, Sarah. There's a button right next to your right leg. You just hit that button, it's a radio button.
Next to my right leg?
Yeah, you know the little dial on the right hand side? Yeah, there's on the top left hand corner, you hit that button, it means radio.
Yeah, I gotta look down. I'm driving.
No, you feel it. That button's right there. You don't have to look at it.
Luckily I only listen to a couple stations. Of course I haven't driven that car in 6 months, so I'm not that worried about it.
So, according to Mercedes, they say this new screen will be highly intuitive. It shows only what is needed, no scrolling, no browsing. It makes it super intuitive so that the things you want to do are there and easily accessed, whether that's navigation or music or whatever. It'll be at your fingertips. I actually have avoided, in fact, when I bought the Mercedes I have now, I purposefully didn't get it with those rear view mirror radar detectors.
You did? Oh, I love those.
No, I got it without it purposefully.
But it warns you if there's someone in your blind spot.
Yeah, or you could look over your shoulder and know that.
Yeah, but what if you did look and it was right? It was just in the wrong and then you were distracted moved into that position.
My theory on a lot of this stuff is the more stuff you have to break. Mm-hmm. So I just personally was like, I don't need it. I'll use my eyes. I'll look. I'll turn my head and look like you're supposed to. And yet, this screen kind of sounds cool. I don't know if it's going to, it does sound cool.
Do you lease your vehicle? Are you going to be able to turn it in and get another one?
Do I lease?
Oh, it's been a long time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Leases, you have like 15,000 miles max.
Yeah,
year.
Listen, I am anti-lease. I personally am anti-lease, Vinny, but, I don't know. Well, that's right. You do that
in
a month.
6 months.
Right.
That's not an option for me at all. No, I own my car. And even as I've looked at other options, we now are at home. So
what's the point? I was actually thinking about just selling my car. I'm like, what do I need that thing just sitting there gathering dust for? There's two other cars out in front of my house. John give me a ride if I need a ride somewhere. I know.
Oh, you love that car, Sarah.
I do love it. But I never drive it, Brittany. Mm.
Yeah, but do you think you're willing to make a change of that size, meaning you don't have a personal car? Like, you don't think ever go back?
I can get a car if we do go back.
Right.
I could get one. But in the meantime, that thing is moldering away. And I truly have to force myself to get in it and drive it once a month.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm listening to all of this and I'm cracking up because I have a 2008 Honda Accord. I have no backup camera. None of these special features. I have an old radio.
Yeah, I get a card you could buy.
If you need miles, I will take your car, Sarah.
Yeah. All right, come take my car. Switch
it
up.
You know what? I don't think she can make it back and forth from Benicia to the station.
Sure she could. Well, maybe. Well, how far is it?
I don't think she can.
I don't know how many miles that is. I just do it.
She crosses two bridges, remember?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a short distance to me, but maybe because I got used to it. I drive everywhere, though.
Yeah, I think you can probably, if you don't use any accessories, maybe get 60 miles on mine. It doesn't have a gas backup.
No music or anything?
Oh, no, you can use the music. You just can't use the heater.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or have any punch to the engine. You know, it's great.
Oh. Mm.
So my question was going to be, as you said, you're getting used to, you're alone in the studio and have been for 10 months or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Would it be completely weird once we come walking back in the building for you?
I honestly was thinking about that recently. Yeah, honestly, it would. Like, having you guys here in the studio, I'd be like, this is weird.
That's your studio at this point.
And it's like, I don't have to set up Zoom. That's weird. Like, it would just take an adjustment. And when Brian came in so early in the morning when we had issues with Bryn's audio, he scared me. I was like, I literally jumped and he's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm just not used to anybody here this early. Like, nobody's here.
So. Intruder alert. And oh, it's Brian.
Yeah.
Let me do this story real quick before we jump out. So obviously 2020 was a year of trouble, a year of hate, a year of sickness and death. There's a fast food manager. I believe she works at, let me see if I have this. Yes, in Seattle at Wendy's. Mm. She works the Wendy's drive-through window. And she decided at some point through the year to say I love you to every person that comes through their drive-through. She tells them I love you.
Oh.
She says to know that the three... little three words could mean so much to so many people. It's overwhelming. My heart with so much more love, she says. Her name is April Dadonna. I truly believe that if we just love each other, the world would be better.
It would be.
She's been doing this now for, let's see when she started it. She began counting how many people reciprocated the I love you. And she's at 2,700 customers who have said I love you back to her, which is, I don't know if that's like a Seinfeld bit or what that, like the whole I love you and then waiting to see if someone says it back. But it's interesting.
Most people just go, thanks.
Yeah, well, but.
Why'd you say that?
She really is trying to spread the love. And frankly, I think it's kind of neat. I really do. As I read the story this morning, I thought that is awesome. I know it's fast food and it's the tinny little, you know, talk back drive through window mic, but I love you. You are loved. You matter. You do. I love you, she says. That's what I say.
Aww. You know, honestly, as much as I do love to hear I love you, she should also try everything's going to be okay. Like, you know, profoundly, when Cindy Blackman Santana was on our show, I don't know, a month and a half ago, she looked at us through the Zoom camera and said, it's all going to be okay. And I almost started crying. Like, you just aren't hearing that enough. Like, it is all going to be okay. It really is. It is.
It is.
And, but we're not, you know, I love you. That's huge. It's going to be okay. That's huge. You're going to be all right. Like, those are, why not say something positive to someone?
Right. And that's why I love this story. I think it's cool.
Great.
She's not doing, you know, she's not asking for anything in return. She's just keeping account of the people who do. But it's a nice message to put out into the world. Consider that today. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I love you too. You know, you're someone, when I first met you, you used to say I love you to everyone. And I'd be like, that chick doesn't mean it. She just says it to everybody.
I do.
It waters the whole thing down.
No, it doesn't.
But, well, now I realize, especially in, like, in music, when I listen to Bob Marley and it's a song that makes me feel loved or toxic. Like, you go, oh, yeah, you can spread that message wide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be super personal each time.
Look, I don't believe in God, but I was raised in the Catholic Church, and love is a cornerstone of that. It's about that you got to love your neighbor. Love the people around you. You have to show love to get it. And I, while those words do ring hollow to some people, for sure, even John said, you tell everyone you love them. What does it mean? Why is it special if you love? I said, I love you more. You're my person. But I have love to give. And giving it to other people does not diminish it. It actually only gives you more. And I do think that, I think that's a lovely story, Vinny. It's weird. It's a weird one to hear from the Wendy's lady, because she hasn't even met you yet. But the fact is, she loves humanity.
She's got a microphone, and she's using it for good.
I like it.
I like it, too. We're out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy, we are.
We are out of time, yes.
Vinny, you're going to have a chance at $1 million. You could win $1 million, and we're going to help you try to do it right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.